Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to After Casa, where the yes they shape, thoughts find up, and every conversation explores the art of thinking beyond obvious. And today I have my special guest. He's a music writer, owner of independent music website, BreakingAndEntering.net, no other than Mr. Alan Hellas. Welcome, welcome, Mr. Alan. And can you please introduce more about yourself that I met? And thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world, Mr. Alan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's talk about independent music. So tell us, at its core, what does independent music mean to you today? Definitely. One of the biggest promises of independence is creative control. Can you share a specific creative decision you made precisely because you are independent that major label might have challenged? How does being independent actually shape the sound of your music? Does it free to experiment, or does it impose its own creative constraints? Mr. Allen, beyond the music itself, how does independence affect your visual art, your music videos, and your overall brand aesthetic? On the business and hustle, Mr. Allen, the phrase "wear all the hats" is a cliche for a reason. What has been the most surprising or difficult, non-musical, that you had to wear as an independent artist? Let's talk about the economics. Without a label advance, how do you strategically find a significant upfront cost of a recording, marketing, and touring? The digital landscape is a double-edged sword. How do you cut through the noise of 100,000 tracks uploaded daily to streaming services to actually find your audience? Interesting, Mr. Allen. And what does a sustainable career actually look like in an independent world? Is it about viral hits, a dedicated niche community, a licensing, or something else entirely? Mr. Allen, how have you leveraged new direct-to-fund platforms like a Bandcamp or Discord to build a community rather than just a listener base? Mr. Allen, they say your network is your net worth. In the world, how have you built a genuine support system of other artists, producers, or industry folks without labels built in roster? Indeed. So, Mr. Allen, What are your short-term and long-term goals as a music writer and owner of an independent music website? Good luck to your goals, Mr. Allen, and looking forward for more success. And what would be your piece of advice for those people out there wanting to be like you? Yes, and thank you for that advice, Mr. Allen. And tell us, looking ahead, do you believe the independent path is the future for the most artists, or will be a traditional label system always have a dominant role? Yes, it's open to everyone. For sure, not only for the selected one. And what has been the most valuable lesson learned the hard way in your independent journey? Definitely. And Mr. Allen, before we wrap up our discussion for today, I'm inviting you to please do listen to my other podcast, people, because my abstract essay is already in fifth season, abstract poetry in second season, and my book 101 review in fifth season too, our comedy 101 in third season, and food 101 in fifth season as well, geography 101, love letters, music 101, and music 101 in its fourth season, and my baby podcast, law 101, mental health 101, and Bible verses 101, science 101, and sex 101 in its second season. Please listen to them wherever you listen your podcast. So for young artists just starting out today, what is your most crucial piece of advice for building a lasting and fulfilling career? Mr. Alan Hallas, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. So, can you please invite our listeners to support your business, your advocacy, or whatever projects that you're doing right now? Yes, people, support Mr. Alan Hallas, because if you support him, for sure, more and more empowering and focused to come, especially in music. So, Mr. Alan, thank you so much for your time. More to come, people. See you soon.